These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant on the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
They got it. Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen and watch, and I greatly appreciate it. Two things that I always ask you to do. Number one, share the program, share the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We are, our embedding of this player is for the entire TECN-TV network. So Pastor David Lowry is on here with us, Kenneth McClinton, our founder, Michelle Swinnick, who'll be coming up next, just joined us, Everything Home. She was on with Steve Bannon recently, as a matter of fact. We'll also, you'll also see Jen Lowe and, Latinas for Trump, is on the program as well. And then, Texas Fully Loaded and Sandra Whitten with, Walter Jones and with John Boucher also here on the network. So you'll get all of that if you share it. And then the other thing is, buy me a cup of coffee, would you? Just consider buying me a cup of coffee, $3, $5. This helps to support what we're doing here to save America. It also helps to support our ministry in India, where we have over 550 churches, 32 freshwater wells, our sewing school for widows, our orphanage, and our Bible school. And you can do it. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Cash App is $PastorGregCGR. Or Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR. Wow, I'm really excited to have my next guest with me. Big event. As a matter of fact, a lot of the America First folk were at an event, and I opened that event up with prayer down in Gonzales, Texas this past Saturday. I opened it over air on No Bull Radio, which is where I'm also on a regular basis. And they're one of the sponsors of that event, along with Maria Miller and the gang down there. And, very exciting what happened with that. I want to welcome Patrick Byrne to the program. Patrick, welcome. Great to have you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. What an honor to be on with you, Pastor Greg. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's really my pleasure. You know, your story is just so inspiring and so amazing. You built a business, a very successful business. You could have kind of rode that off into the sunset, so to speak. But you said, no, you know what? This is a country, and I was successful because of where I live, this country, this great nation. And I'm not going to sit back and walk off into retirement. I want to do something to save America. And so I salute you for that, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. That's generous of you to say. The truth is, I had ridden off into the sunset. I was gone as I could be. This is like that Godfather line. Every time I start to get out, they suck me back in. I was off in Indonesia on a surfboard. This country was better to me than I had any right to expect or any actual talent naturally merited. So it seemed like the least I could do. I don't also, how much of my story do you know? Do you know about the weird request I got in 2006? Do you know about this?
Tell my audience.
So I was very involved. I first may have come to people's attention as a one man Occupy Wall Street, so to speak. From 05 to 08, I did something no public company CEO had ever done. I came out and started talking about corruption within Wall Street. And was explaining to the public how dirty Wall Street was and that all the institutions in Washington that you would think would be protecting you, Mr. and Mrs. Public, are actually either asleep at the switch or they're corrupt themselves. I started saying this in 05 publicly. No CEO has ever done that. I was accusing the SEC and describing and talking about a concept in economics called regulatory capture. Well, everyone painted me as a conspiracy theorist to be saying, what, to say the SEC is in bed with Wall Street and isn't protecting us? Ha ha. You know, I got really specific about what was – so – but in that process, something funny happened, which was I started working with this – after discovering that every institution in Washington that you would think would stop things wasn't, I got taken to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the Senate Judiciary Committee – got to know me over the course of about a year, a little bit more, I think, where they had me, they explained to me that their role, they have the ultimate job in the, is their mandate to stop corruption. And okay. So that makes them the ultimate guardian of the Constitution. They have the portfolio on corruption. Am I giving you too long an answer, sir?
No, you're good. No. You're good. I want to make sure we're pacing good, but yeah, no, you're great. Keep going.
I used to be a college professor. I tend to explain.
No, we're great. Well, the other thing that's popping into my head is, I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Dougherty and the devil inside the Beltway and his battle with the FTC.
No.
The administrative state. Anyway, continue your story. I don't want to interrupt you. Please.
Well, So they were very smart, and both sides of the aisle. It was under a wonderful man named Chairman Arlen Specter, who was a very interesting fellow, from Philadelphia. He'd been a Democrat federal prosecutor, turned Republican congressman, senator, and then became a Democrat senator again, an institutionalist both sides loved. Anyway, they worked with me, and they got, after a couple meetings, and I started bringing in whistleblowers. They got the fundamental problem, that there was this mischief going on Wall Street. But the other problem is, how curious is it that the institutions you think are protecting you were not responding?
Right.
So they had me, they used me kind of an investigation of the rest of the government, and they told me they could do this. They said, we have a power to investigate corruption that transcends every other power within government. So for about a year, I myself and colleagues were sort of meeting with other people in government, but actually reporting back to trying to help them figure out who was dirty and clean at the SEC.
Sure.
At the end of the day, and this is where it gets odd, at the end of the day, after about a year of this, I was called to D.C. and met by at least seven senators. And they told me, come alone, no, not even a lawyer, they're coming alone. And I get there, and they explain to me, Patrick, we think you're – I've been making these very public statements for a couple of years. And they explained, we think you're right. There's some sort of corrupt force taking down the United States government. And they talked about it, and they said, we can't stop it. It's doing this. And I finally said, sir, I know. This is what I've been saying. How are you even going to stop something like that? And he said, we're going to stop it because we have you, and you're going to stop it. This is what's going on. And they explained to me – they eventually explained to me that in World War II, there had been a concern of German sympathizers infiltrating the federal government.
Okay.
And an American business guy who had a lot of contacts with government had been asked to become a German sympathizer and help flush them out. And they said, I'm a bachelor. They said, we get that you're a horse of a different color. You sure are a horse of a different color, Patrick. And I remember all these senators laughing. And they said, here's this letter. We're going to be with the president tomorrow night, and we're giving him this. And the rest of your life, this letter is going to be sitting in a safe in Washington, D.C.
And that president was Bush, right?
And that letter says something about this on Senate Judiciary Stationery, something about their concern of systemic corruption infiltrating the federal institutions of our nation's government. And the second paragraph opens with the words, the Senate Judiciary Committee requests that Patrick Byrne be shown extraordinary latitude under the laws of the United States to investigate and disrupt corruption within the government, or something like that. They held it up. I was able to scan it. And then, so I really have spent 16 years there on this sort of personal, they told me, look, your country needs you to do this, Patrick, and it's a lifetime. I've made this my lifetime thing. I got rid of my girlfriend that I was going to marry. I changed my whole life. I've been on this 16-year mission. I thought I was gone. I had delivered all the goods in 2019. I was out and kind of broken. And I'm sitting on a beach in Indonesia. And then 2020 when I got sucked back in. So that's a long answer to why am I doing this when I should have been on the sunset.
You bumped your head on the bottom of the ocean one too many times when you fell off your surfboard. That's basically what you're telling me.
Yeah. Well, there's another aspect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go on too long. Go ahead. There's another aspect. I feel a real need to keep things peaceful, and I feel a commitment that it's kind of, I've got a possibility of keeping things peaceful here that, and it might not otherwise be. And so I have a bit of a duty for those.
Let's explore that for just a minute, because there's so much, they're working so diligently to divide us, to cause us to have dislike for one another. And at a certain level, people at a certain level don't even understand why they don't like each other. I mean, they really don't, they don't understand that in reality, you know, what they're fighting over it would benefit everyone. That's, yeah. That's at the end of the day.
Good for you. Good for you, Greg. Good for you. That's exactly right. Some people are suggestible. So take, of all the people who hate Trump, it's kind of funny. So I didn't vote for Trump, and I've made that clear, and Mr. President Trump knows that. But as soon as when he was elected, he was elected, and, you know, I didn't vote for President Obama either. It's just, that's whatever. I always vote libertarian. But there were people who just got so spun up and began hating him. And all you have to do when you meet a Trump hater is when they go on and on about, you know, or they make very clear how, oh, they hate Trump, you don't argue with them. Just say why. Just say why. And about half of them really can't give you an answer. Oh, they'll say, well, he's racist. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Or what about this? What about the... I mean, they really can't even give you any reasons. They just, or they, at least they have to think about it a long time. It's just because they've been spun up and programmed to hate them. Now, about half of them can tell you reasons why they hate them, and you can argue about it, but, or discuss it, but there's half of them can't even tell you. They just have been programmed. It's like,
well, and when you listen to some of the reasoning behind it, you continue to pursue questions about it, you know, for, you know, where did you hear that? Where did that information come from? Can you give me an actual example of that? Well, now it becomes hyperbole because there isn't any. There's no substance.
Right.
To, you know, to a lot of it. Some of it maybe, but ultimately there's really no substance. We're going to have to take a hard break here. When we come back, I want to talk about America First and about what the organization's trying to accomplish, goal, mission, and how can people, yeah, well, America Project, I'm sorry, and how can people get engaged in the America Project? Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to have with me Patrick Byrne. He is the founder of the America Project. And the America Project has been very actively involved in promoting returning America to her roots, to her foundings, cleaning up these rogue government entities. But Patrick, talk to me about what the America Project is doing, and talk to me about how my American audience can become engaged in helping.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Greg. The America Project was started months after, so people probably know the story of General Michael Flynn and I meeting in the affairs after the November 3rd, but we actually had a mutual friend. Anyway, in March of 2021, he asked me to come down to Florida and stand up something. It's basically Civics 101.
Gotcha.
It's Civics 101. It's an organization that would organize, well, he would guide me, or he's not even an official, he's not even on the board. He's been an advisor. I want to be clear. Anything that America Project done is all on me. All on me. I get 100% of the responsibility. As you know, he's been a distant advisor. We see each other about once a month. That's it. And we go to these reawakenings together.
Right.
It was
our mutual friend, Clay Clark. Good guy.
Yeah. And so that was, that started off. He said, you know, I want to do a thank you tour of America. America bore me through this trial I just went through.
Yeah.
I just want to go somewhere and speak.
Yeah.
And then that turned into, it was just going to be one thing. And then it turned into one or two nights. Then it became a tour, and we started bringing people like Simone Golden and Peter McCullough and people like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was to unite, and my goal in it was to unite the tribe, so to speak. There's all these really shaken people. If you go back a year and a half, don't let them forget this. Don't forget this. They're trying to wipe it out of people's memory now. They came in like something out of Orwell. They came in like totalitarians, and they were trying to scare everybody. And I wanted to show, and Mike thought it'd be good to show America, no, you can't, you don't have to buy into this psyop that says this is a new country and the Constitution doesn't apply. No, we're all Americans. And if we want to do a tour that brings in people that doubt the official narrative, we get to do so. We're the First Amendment thing. And so that's what it was about. And we started bringing people to talk about COVID, people to talk about election integrity. Election integrity, I'm accused by PBS and other people being the kingpin of the election integrity movement, to which I say, please, please carve that on my tombstone. That's fine by me. Citizens put back the electoral gears.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carve that on my tombstone.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well,
it,
you know, we talk a lot about election integrity. Matter of fact, election integrity and my conversations about that have gotten me banned on YouTube, LinkedIn, twice on Twitter, and I'm banned for life, by the way. And I'm banned for life on Vimeo, because I talked about election integrity and medical tyranny.
Well, those are our two of our three issues: election integrity, medical tyranny, and the third is border security.
Absolutely. Yep.
Because I think this is a takedown of the United States. This is a revolution to take over the United States.
Yes.
There's different aspects to the PSYOP. It's called a Bezmenov PSYOP. It goes through four stages. We are being marched through it with military precision. We have disrupted it, or we think we have. It all comes down to what happens about 12 days from now. But if you go back a year and a half, I was concerned that there might not even be a 2022 or a 2024. I figured that we would get to 2022. They would have by then. Remember, they came in with three bills, HR 1, which federalized elections to make them all as goofy as what happened in 2020. The second thing was to legalize 22 million undocumented Democratic voters, or so they think. Mm-hmm. And third is to pack the Supreme Court to sprinkle holy water over it all. So this was a Chavista revolution. They came in expecting in 100 days to seal, and there would never have been a free election in America. Again, we'd be a one-party state forever. It blew up on them. And I think people tell me that a significant reason that it didn't go through was we kept alive. You know, in most revolutions like this, within 3 months, all the concern about the election, the fake election, is normalized. Either the people are rounded up and carted off, or they just learn to be quiet and it all dies off. We kept it alive. They didn't even respond until June. It took 5-6 months to even respond before they started mocking us. And then it became like that old Gandhi saying, first they laugh at you. No, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. I think we're going to find out if we're stage four. But I think we're just kind of 12 days we enter stage four of that.
Well, I think the other piece of it, you know, from my perspective is that they did everything they could to take God out of the picture as well. Because they don't want people to understand who actually gives them their rights and where those rights come from. And if we don't understand where our rights come from and that they don't come from man, they're in us. They're a part of who we are. And we're the ones with the rights, and the powers that we give are only given so that they can defend our rights. And the minute that they violate that oath, the minute that they stop defending our rights, they don't get to have the power anymore. Period. End of story.
Correct. In fact, I've started to talking a lot about Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, it was really in the 19th century, he and his friend Lincoln were the two greatest defenders of the principles. And I have to say, Frederick Douglass may even have been a better writer. It's extraordinary. But while a critic of course, slavery, and that's what he's known for, the great abolitionist, he gave a great speech in 1852, What to a Slave is the 4th of July. And while super critical of course, slavery in America allowing it, what he's saying is, but he also is saying your principles are the correct principles.
Amen.
You're not living up to them
right.
Your principles are the correct. And he gives the most beautiful defense of what you just said and the principles of the Declaration are precisely that we have the rights, whether you believe that they came from God or came from Lockean reason or whatever, we have the rights, and we trade some out and empower this corporation, which we call, you know, the government, but it's like a plumbing corporation, to do things we can't do ourselves. There's a nice list of them. Article 1, Section 8, and that's all it gets to do.
And that's it. That's all they get to do. We're out of time on this side. We're going to take a break. Patrick, I appreciate it. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Folks, I'll be back. We've got a lot more program coming up for you. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Excuse me, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And waiting for Michelle Swinnick to join us. Our previous guest was Patrick Byrne, and Patrick is the America Project, and you can find out more about it at americaproject.com. AmericaProject.com. You can get involved, find out the events that they are hosting and what they're doing, their election integrity events. Matter of fact, looks like they've got an event coming up on October the 28th with Carolyn Ryan. I'm sorry, October 29th. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Election Integrity with Carolyn Ryan in Orlando on October 29th. So that event is going to be coming up. Real America's Voice reporter Carolyn Ryan will be sharing at that event, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Doubletree in Orlando, downtown Orlando. So you can check it out. Again, that is the America Project, americaproject.com. Well, it looks like joining us, coming into the blue room, the green room, the red, white, and blue room. Great to have, my dear friend, Everything Homes host and founder, Michelle Swinning. Michelle, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, my good friend, Pastor Greg Young, PG as we call him. Do they call you on PG on this network, TCN.TV? They need to PG.
You can always call me PG, Michelle. You can.
Pardon my moving stuff around here. It's amazing. It's got wires. Like, so you got a wire. I got wires. There's wires everywhere.
Well, you know, it should be made known too. You are in Arizona.
I am in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona.
Yeah.
Say it like that.
There you go. Yes. Okay. So it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but I've been up since 5, okay? So it's okay. Not a matter of, yeah, so it's...
Okay, well, see, okay, so here I am trying to build in the alibi, the excuse, and you just went...
I can't lie.
A lot of what we talk about is, you know, personal responsibility and accountability. So I guess what I need to say is, Michelle, I forgive you.
Well, no, actually, it's amazing.
I don't know.
This is what I try to explain to people. Like, yes. They think that when you have a show or you're a guest on a show,
right?
You just click a button and magic happens. Like all of a sudden, like for you right there, it takes so much money and time for him to get to the point where he actually can talk on the air. So it's just, you never know when something might be a little off. Like I have multiple TVs. So the thing is these TVs, they think they're so smart. Okay. This is why it's always so good people to have like a pen and paper and kind of go back to the basics when it comes to everything. Yeah. Don't let this technology run with it. That's why the 5G is so bad. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. But when you have like I have multiple TVs, and they're smart TVs because, you know, they're smarter than us. So you'll go ahead and like click the button and then the other TV wants to do its own thing. So they're working independently of each other. And it's just like, okay, so it might take me sometimes 5-7 minutes just to get them to, all right, everybody's good. Everybody's got their tree. You know, everybody got a clean diaper. Everybody's sitting there going,
you're right next to each other. If you're so smart, how is it? I mean, let me face you. You face them at each other. Hey, look, he's right here. Is there right here? No, we still can't. You get the message and it says, we can't see. Well, what? I've got one of those. I know I'm going to get some grief for this, but I've got one of those Alexas, right? You know, that I use to turn.
You can't. No, that means they're in your home.
All right. Okay.
You've got your phone.
You know what? Let me look. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we gotta do a sweep. No, we've gotta do a patriotic sweep.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Because if they were in my home, then there would be a problem. And they're not actually in my home. Okay, so yeah, and my gate, you know what? If they're gonna come, they're gonna come.
My goodness, that is great.
So, you know, you get, there's purple on the fence and there's bullets in the gun.
Hey, remember I told you I got one of these?
Yes, a cross. Well, see, I've got him too, and he protects everything.
Well, yeah. Well, no, the reason.
No. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. You were going to say something else. Go ahead.
No, but, that's a given. But you're like a pastor. Like, you're supposed to already, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're one step closer than me to that, to him and all the stuff, because that's your jam, right?
Yeah.
But the reason why I was saying that is because you and I talked yesterday. We haven't talked in a while because PG, he's a frequent guest on my talk radio show and my TV show, Everything Home. And, can I plug while I talk? Is that cool?
You can. Well, no, and then we got it, because I wanted you to plug your show starting on TECN TV, and yes, which I'm very excited about. So you're actually going to be on right here at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com because we have the player on. So Michelle's show is going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Right here on TECN TV. So we're very excited. So we get off air at 11 a.m. Then Jen comes on, and then after Jen comes on is Sandra and Texas Fully Loaded, and then Michelle. I mean, folks, seriously.
You don't need to do anything else. Like, why go to work?
I mean, turn this on at 8 o'clock in the morning and just, you know, and you can play it in the background. Just keep it turned up. You can vacuum. You can do, you know, you can do whatever you're going to do. Work. You can do your work. And if the kids are being homeschooled, well, they're being homeschooled. Just set up, just put them right in front of the screen.
The best education. And
they're going to learn, you know, they're going to learn all this stuff. Yeah. And yeah, they're just going to be all just loaded with knowledge. And then, you know, at some point there'll be a repeat of something. And at that point you can say, okay, we're going to take a break and we're going to actually have a conversation about everything
we're going to talk about math. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody now turn to page 4. We're going to do math.
That's it.
Between awesome shows.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the intro and the plug there. So yeah, so I'm going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Right.
And that's Everything Home. And then Wednesdays is our show Jesus Rocks, and that's going to be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. So you can see me at my partner in faith, because I always say partner in crime, but I'm like, well, now I got baptized and I got one of these. I'm like, I can't say partner in crime anymore, right?
No.
I come up with a new little tagline. So Lucy DeGrazia is the main host. I come in for 5 minutes because I'm not quite as evolved as say you or her. So I just do the 5 minutes and then she takes it away from there, connecting current events with the truth of God. And that is on Wednesday. So you can catch us Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1 p.m. And I'm telling you, we're going to give you a run for your money on the numbers, PG. That's what my goal is. My goal is to be right there neck and neck with you.
I love it.
Arm in arm.
Listen,
items and the fuel they need.
Yeah.
Well,
my friend Pastor David Lowry has said the same thing. He's got it going on at 7 o'clock Eastern. I know Sandra and them are doing it. We're rocking some numbers. 4.1 million we just passed.
Yes,
awesome. which is really exciting. And I'm up over a million for the year on just my show, I thank you, Jesus, and thank you to all of you who make that possible. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about what is Everything Home, because your show is so cool and so unique. Talking about, well, because you talk about purpose and you talk about, you know, giving people a platform and how you can turn your business into something that also advances the patriotic message. And it's so critical. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special friend and special guest, Michelle Swinnick, is with us. Everything Home. And she's bringing her program on to TECN TV. You can find it right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Just click the player. Just keep it on. Just keep the player on. Jen Lowe is on. Latinas for Trump is on right after us. And then Texas Fully Loaded, Sondra Whitten. And then on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you'll find Michelle Swinnick right here.
Yeah.
Everything Home on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Jesus Rocks on Wednesdays. And then Mondays and Fridays, I believe, is Randy Purim is on at 1 o'clock Eastern. Great programming. Pastor David Lowry is on also. Dave McQuell is on live from Africa. Is on the network as well. Yeah. It's a very cool program that he has. John Euler, who does a lot of conversation. Matter of fact, they just launched the Soji Project, where they are exposing all the transgender stuff.
Oh, that's the email I got yesterday. Okay. Yes, I didn't click on it.
Yeah,
that looks really cool from what the little write-up was.
Yeah.
It's beyond necessary. I mean, it's just The one that put me over there, I mean, your audience is pretty clueless.
No, right? No, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. That one clip where that guy says, oh, it's day 200 and something over of being a girl. And I didn't know anything about the story. Right. And all of a sudden I just see the one clip and he's actually got like a cute little outfit on. Right. And then he's like, you know, people are staring at me because in my pants, they had a bulge. And I'm like, wait, what? Cause I didn't know anything about the guy. So I didn't know it was boy pretending to be a girl.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So I was like, wait, girl with a bulge. Cause if you don't know what you're,
what does that mean? Right.
What? And she's like, well, I'm trying to normalize bulges for girls. And I'm like, oh my God. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, okay, we have jumped the shark, guys. Like, it is past the point of no return where yeah. Everybody who is not a boy pretending to be a girl or a girl pretending to be a boy, you need to open your mouth. And I always say you got to stand up, speak up, and show up. Now more than ever, because it is literally,
well, I'm going to get in trouble again because yesterday, so I had my attorney was on talking about, we were talking about the issue of the whole homosexuality thing. And then he was quoting out of the Declaration of Independence and he said something about the ends. And I said, yeah, we don't want anybody messing around with the ends anymore. And he was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, no, here's the thing. We do want you to speak up. I think we need to change the phrase. We don't want you to just open your mouth.
No.
Yeah. Because we were talking about bulges and open mouths and it just. And it's so crazy because you said this a little bit ago. You were like, you know, and you're a pastor. That's right. I'm a pastor. Okay. There's another P word that I'm not. Okay. But I am a pastor. All right. I'm not afraid to talk about what needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? You guys have this Pollyanna view. It's like, oh, a pastor, you're just nice and you never say. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I want to remind you about the prophets of the Old Testament. Okay. Who literally cut up 1,000 men. I mean, like slaughtered them. Because they were prophets of Baal, the devil, Satan, sacrificers of children. And God had him literally take a sword and he sliced them all up. I mean, he chopped them up. Now, I'm not saying that we need to go pull, you know, Jihadi Joe, okay?
Right.
But what I'm telling you is that this whole idea, Jesus flipped over tables. Jesus said to Pilate, look, let me explain this to you real clearly. You're not putting me on the cross. I'm going voluntarily. Because I'll tell you right straight up right now, if I wasn't going voluntarily, I'd call down a legion and this would end right now. You, your blood, on the ground, dead man. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we gotta get away from this whole wimpy thing. It's not about wimpy. Now, is it love? Yes. Does God love? Yes. Do I want to see someone do evil and then go to hell? No, man, I don't. I don't want to see him do evil. I don't want to see him go to hell. The Word of God says that he desires that everyone would come to him, but they won't.
No, they're not doing it now when you think that they would be doing it the most. I mean, for everything that's going on in this chaotic world, and usually like, okay, I'll give it an example for people. Okay, let's just say you had a little too much to drink the night before, right? And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, you're like, I've got a hangover. You're like, God, first thing you always say, I'll never do it again. I swear to God, if you just get me through this, if you just get me through this, because I gotta go to Thanksgiving dinner. What am I gonna do? I swear to God, I'll never do it again. So you, first thing you do when things go bad, what do? You go straight to God, asking for help and forgiveness and whatever. It's like a natural instinct, except this time in the world where everything is literally upside down and backwards. You would think that everybody on the planet, right? Everybody on the planet Earth would be running to God, knocking each other down. I want to get there first. I want to get there first. And this is the time where I've seen and heard the least amount of people turning to God, more people actually turning away from it. And every time you hear somebody on the you know, a statistic, the news, of course, you know, they want to prove to you that everybody's, that, you know, atheists are turning away from God. But those, you just keep hearing more and more about it.
Well, but I'm going to give you
stories. I'm hearing personal stories where they're like, nah, I'm kind of giving up on God, or I'm going to go a little bit more spiritual, or yeah, I'm going to stick with this new agey stuff. I'm not really into the God thing, or, you know, and you're thinking, what do you, it's like when Trump said, what do you have to lose if you don't vote for me? Like, what do you have to lose? Because your life's not great now.
Yeah.
So what, definition of insanity. But that's the thing. It's at a point where I would think more people would say, you know what? Everything I've done my whole life isn't working. So let me go ahead and switch gears, do a 180, and then maybe do the God thing. Like right there, you know, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:5-9, that whole Joshua moment series that we did. That's what your audience, you need to turn into that. We did a whole series on the Joshua moment. PG and Lucy did a fabulous job with that. So yeah, what do you think about that? Like, people are turning away when you should be turning towards. You know what I mean? It's just, that's the one thing I don't understand. I mean, I'm doing it and I'm not the type, you know me, me before I kind of pulled my my Jesus lane, right? This was never my jam. I mean, well, I got a Bible about it, but I never.
And when you and I first connected, you were like, okay, yeah, no, that's cool that you, but I'm kind of off in here and I'm doing a little bit of this and I'm dabbling a little bit of that, like, but you know, but hey, but you're cool. That's okay. That's nice. Yeah, I get it. But yeah. And now, I mean, now you're on fire. You're like, you're like, no, I want the truth. I want the real. I want to know. I want to know that I'm in the right place, in the right space, and connected. There are some reports that have come out. There's a new Pew report that says that 69% of Americans still claim to be religious. There's another portion of that that suggests, this from a year ago December, but that 49% say that they're serious about their faith. So these are good things. The problem is, as you said, that the media isn't going to tell you about this, because the media wants you to think, hey, everybody's turning to atheism, everybody's turning their back on God. And, you know, what role does God play in any of this anyway? And they want you to walk away from it.
Yeah, because they want you to run away from God, more like, right? And you had mentioned that earlier with Patrick Byrne about them wanting us to turn away from God. Well, they've been doing that for decades, right? That's how come we are where we are.
It is.
We are where we are because we took it out of the schools. Well, not me, they, okay? Yep. I don't want to be Carl, a we. That's
well, no.
A
they. Well,
they
and
took it out
and,
of
right.
the schools. They yep. took it out of the government. They took it out of every part of life because this is, and I was telling you this the other day, or yesterday, it was the other day, it was yesterday, less than 12 hours ago. Where's my, you know, this is what happens when you're on the battlefield, right? And you're trying to save the freedom, trying to help people. You're like all day, just, you know, 12 days left to the election. I mean, it's like one thing blurs to the next. You don't even know what day of the week it is. But, you know, what I came to the realization is, it's so much bigger than obviously the politics. It's so much bigger than them taking God out of the system.
Yep. We got 30 seconds and then we got a hard stop. We're going to run out of time.
Oh, it's a satanic platform. Anyway,
there we go.
EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. Everythinghomeaboutus.com, and you'll catch us here on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And then you'll learn all kinds of stuff. I'm going to do a live intro today and then do a replay of a show that I did. So I will be live at 1 o'clock today for a few minutes.
Amen. TECN. You can get it right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. 1 o'clock Eastern, the Everything Home Show with Michelle Swinnick. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Dr. Judy Mikovits joins us on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.